This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Now, after months of being in the headlines due to its dispute with the Securities Commission and Bursa Malaysia, Serba Dynamic is due to resume trading later today when the bell strikes at 9 a.m. It last traded on the 27th of October last year, where the closing price was 35 cents.
The suspension stems from accounting discrepancies flagged by KPMG and EY, which then led to various legal disputes between Serba, KPMG and even Bursa Malaysia. And to top it off, the Securities Commission filed charges against several Serba directors last December for falsifying statements in the quarterly results. This is a serious offence with penalties including a jail term for a maximum of 10 years and a fine of up to 3 million ringgit.
However, on April 13, the charges were withdrawn after the public prosecutor accepted representations made by the Attorney General's Chambers. This resulted in the accused directors only receiving a fine of 3 million ringgit each. Now, the SE and Bursa Malaysia reportedly protested against the decision. And shortly after that, the SE chairman, Datuk Syed Alba, announced his resignation 6 months into his second term, which would have run for 3 years.
Now, as the market watches what will happen next for Serba, many are questioning how this entire debacle has impacted the credibility and integrity of the Malaysian capital markets. So for reflections on what lessons we should be taking away from this case, we have on the line with us P. Gunasegaram, independent writer and consultant. Good morning, Guna. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, you wrote about this saga recently in a column in Malaysia Kini. Let's start with your reactions to the decision of the Attorney General to accept the representations by Serba Dynamic. Why do you think they made this decision despite protests of the regulators, namely Securities Commission, as well as Bursa Malaysia? Do we have precedent for such a move?
I think the only reason for replacing the charges with a compound fine has to be political pressure. So reports indicate that Serba Dynamic has strong links with the Prime Minister. And remember, the AG, the Attorney General, holds the position at the pleasure of the Prime Minister, who can dismiss him anytime. Najib Razak did this with Abdul Ghani Patil and appointed Mohammad Apandi Ali in his place. And Mahathir sacked Apandi Ali. Apandi Ali subsequently sued the government and Mahathir. And now there is a settlement with the government whose terms are not known to the public. It's quite a sad state of affairs, really. You know? And I can't think of a recent precedent for such an issue. But it brings back the instance of trying to hold up Renong shares during the Asian financial crisis of 97-98 a while ago. But the recent case that everyone's talking about is across the causeway, where the Sochi Wen case, where the perpetrator has already been in detention for a few years and has been found guilty for market manipulation, is awaiting sentencing now.
So, Guna, is it important then to all, you know, if we use Sochi Wen's case as an example, that custodial sentences actually send a very strong message to capital markets, right?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, the punishment has to befit the offence. No, in this case here, it is a very serious offence. It involves actually market manipulation through disseminating false information to the market. And so giving investors false information and making them act on that. So it's basically done with the intention of not letting the share price fall.
But there's also a central issue here about the discretionary powers of the AG, isn't it? How do we limit his powers?
I think the only way to do that is to amend the federal constitution. There are two articles there which concern us. Article 1451. Under this Article 1451, it's the Prime Minister who appoints the PM. The Prime Minister appoints the Attorney General. The technical appointment is made by the King, but it is on the advice of the Prime Minister. So Article 1453 is the one that gives the AG absolute discretion with respect to prosecution. So both of these need to be changed. So these two provisions have been used by successive prime ministers to interfere with and abuse the process of prosecution through the AGs, and even to dismiss AGs who were not cooperative This was the instance of the former Prime Minister Najib Razak who dismissed Abdul Ghani Patel in 2015 over the 1MDB case. So the first step would be to devolve power to the regulatory bodies such as the Securities Commission, Bank Negara, the Companies Commission, and other specialized commissions and bodies to directly prosecute any cases within their jurisdiction without any need for approval from the AG. So this will assume that the regulatory authorities know what is best in the cases. The next step is to make the appointment of the AG through Parliament and to give the AG security of tenure, say 5 years, with the proviso that the AG can only be removed by a two-thirds majority in Parliament. So that's the ultimate check and balance. So that ensures basically that the AG can do the job properly with no fear that he will be removed if he did anything in the line of duty which will offend the PM. Yeah? And the third and final step is to devolve power to the various deputy public prosecutors. Here I'm talking about other cases other than security cases, for instance, now, you know, where the AG has ultimate powers of prosecution as well. So this one, you should leave the decision to prosecute to them, merely keeping an oversight to ensure that the DPPs perform their job functions properly.
Now, Gunnar, one individual that has resigned, he doesn't say specifically why, but he has resigned, of course, is the SC chairman, Datuk Syed Sai Abah. He resigned 6 months into his three-year term, including three other senior SC officials. What does this signal to markets then?
This is a very bad signal. Clearly, the resignations were tied to Serba dynamic. So it was a rather blatant move by the AG to prevent the Securities Commission from successfully bringing the miscreants to book and imposing a heavy sentence, which befits the seriousness of the offence. You know, the SC in its statement made it very clear that it was the AG's decision which resulted in the compounding of the offence, instead of taking it to trial and making sure that a heavy sentence befitting the seriousness of the offence is imposed. Now, to inflate revenue figures by 6.3 billion fraudulently is a very serious offence and will cause a major crisis of confidence in not just the stock market, but the entire capital markets which the SC regulates, which includes the bond markets and other financial markets.
Gunnar, you mentioned that it's going to impact market confidence. What signals will indicate that? You know, what should we be looking out for to show that, I don't know, investors don't like our markets?
I think for a start, you will see it reflected in a further weakness in the Serba Dynamics share price. You could see a further erosion in the value of the market. To give it a sort of discount for poor governance. So these are the things you may not be able to see it eventually, but the market integrity will be called into question. And usually, as a result, there will be a discount on the value of the overall market itself in terms of investors, both foreign as well as local.
I mean, everyone talks about ESG. We talk about the E so much, the S, but clearly the G is sorely lacking here in Malaysia, isn't it? What do you think this case will say for companies who will proceed with immunity moving forward?
I think in this case here, this will encourage those with strong political connections. And there are many companies with strong political connections because one has to remember that many major groups routinely make political donations and so on, you know, to political parties, sometimes even the opposition parties as well. So this dates back to the time of Mahathir and maybe even earlier, you know, as such. So it's always been there. So they will be arranged, they will be encouraged to make use of these and get away with things that they should not be permitted to get away with, as with Serba Dynamic. So it sets a very bad example for the entire market, and it's a terrible precedent. It's extremely, extremely bad for corporate governance.
Gunnar, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was P. Gunasegaram, independent writer and consultant, giving us his reactions to the whole Serba Dynamic debacle, talking about some of the lessons that we really should take away from this saga, but whether that will actually be implemented or taken to heart is a completely different matter.
Yeah. Serba Dynamic case doesn't shed a very good light on the Malaysian corporate governance scene, ESG. G is so important. We want to be known for our ESG practices in this country. We want to push ahead on that agenda, but yet we have this case hanging over us. So,
and the G is to start in government, yeah? Because what I think Guna recommended were very concrete examples about how we need to make sure the appointment of AG is also done in a more structured way in which there's fixed tenure, it's appointed by parliament. I think you need to fix that. So the G in government also needs to be in place.
Absolutely. He did also suggest that regulators be given prosecuting powers. So really giving that responsibility to the Securities Commission themselves rather than having to rely on the Attorney General's chambers. I think that is an important step forward in order to empower regulators to take what's needed for the capital markets.
I have also seen senior lawyers commenting on this whole issue in terms of the AG being transparent as to why these charges, I mean, why the fines were implemented rather than having custodial sentence or even pushing ahead with the cases.
Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.